Dear listener, we have a very big and actually a very happy update on one of our recent stories. Melissa Lucio, the first Latina on death row in Texas, and whose execution was scheduled for April 27th, has been given a new opportunity to prove the innocence she's so long claimed. Here's Melissa 2 days before her death sentence as she takes a call from Republican Texas State Representative Jeff Leach.
Hello?
Melissa.
Yes?
Hey, this is Jeff Leach.
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Have you heard the news?
No, what?
You haven't heard the news yet?
No, what happened?
The Court of Criminal Appeals issued a stay of your execution for Wednesday. We just got word about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, my God. That is wonderful.
Back in 2008, Melissa was convicted of capital murder for the death of her 2-year-old daughter, Mariah Elizabeth Alvarez. Melissa has maintained her innocence since then and has always claimed that Mariah's death was actually the result of an accidental fall down the stairs. For the past 14 years, Melissa's family and supporters have been raising concerns about the fairness of Melissa's trial, along with other questions about the case that have popped up along the way. Jeff Leach is also co-chair of the Texas House Criminal Justice Reform Caucus. He and more than half of the Texas House of Representatives had recently been working to try to halt Melissa's execution.
It appears that you're going to get a new trial at the very least.
Oh my goodness, that is so wonderful.
This isn't the end, and we're going to continue to work together to make sure that that the right thing is done, and that hopefully ultimately you're free. That's the goal.
Thank you so much.
While the stay of Melissa's execution is a huge victory, the battle to save Melissa isn't over yet. Her legal team held a news conference shortly after this decision came out. Here's Vanessa Potkin. She's director of special litigation at the Innocence Project.
The court's stay sends Melissa's case back to the trial court so that her claims can be heard. Her claim of innocence, her claim that the state used false evidence to obtain her conviction, and her claim that the state hid from her defense attorneys favorable evidence at her trial.
In the days leading up to Melissa's scheduled execution, 5 of the original jurors in her case expressed concerns about evidence they say was withheld during Melissa's capital trial. Those jurors also said they would support a new trial for Melissa. There's also been a groundswell of support from people across the country as Melissa's case has gained national attention.
This is the first time that a court will be hearing the new evidence of Melissa's innocence and the evidence that false testimony was used to obtain her conviction 14 years ago.
Tivon Shardle, who is also part of Melissa's legal team, explained at the news conference what will happen next.
The case will go back to the trial court in Brownsville, Texas, and there will be proceedings on a hearing, as Vanessa was saying, to hear the evidence of Melissa's innocence. And that court will then make a recommendation to the Court of Criminal Appeals, who will ultimately decide whether Melissa should get a new trial.
Melissa's family, especially her son, John Vincent Lucio, have said that they're extremely grateful for the stay in their mom's scheduled execution. John learned about the news when he got a call in the middle of doing an interview alongside his wife for the Spanish language television network Univision.
Oh, yes.
Porque se ha prolongado bastante.
My mom got to stay.
Melissa and her family have said that they will continue to fight. We here at Latino USA will keep following this story as it develops. If you want to learn more about Melissa's case and original trial, listen to The Race to Save Melissa Lucio on latinousa.org or find it on your podcast feed. Thank you. And as always, no te vayas.